forthright but rude, it seemed. A deluded teen, I'd say his mama was cute, but she died rather young. Though a dad loved her more than the rest, he survived as a son. So a dad loved him more than the rest. He told his harebrained and silly dreams, and we got so steamed that he had the nerve there to act supreme, just being a punk. Though a dad loved him more than the rest.
Apologetics with an X is on the air for another week. I'm the DJ, Jerry Q, and now here is our very own Mr. Jackson, Jay, that is.
Hello, Jerry. It's great to talk to you, and that's right, from one Jackson to another. That was Michael Jackson. We spoofed our recent single, a parody of Billie Jean's called Silly Dreams. It's about Joseph and his 11 brothers. Well, 10 of them at the time. 10 who were active in doing nasty things to him. One who kind of tried to intervene a little bit, so I guess 9 of them were full fully on the plan. His brother Benjamin was probably too young, and his oldest brother Reuben was trying to save his hide, but didn't quite work out. But that was from Reuben's perspective. It's called Silly Dreams. And since we're on the Jackson boat here, a lot of people said, boy, Apologetics has never done Michael Jackson before. We actually did spoof one of his songs, a song called Smooth Criminal, but we did a parody of the rock and roll version that was a number one rock hit in the early 2000s by a group called Alien Ant Farm. And our song was called Smooth Grandmama, and that's how we're going to kick off this next set. Then we do a parody of Michael's sister, Janet. It's a parody of the song Black Cat. It's called Laughed At, sung by my daughter, Jana. So instead of Janet Jackson, you have Jana Jackson. Then we have two by Jackson Brown, parodies of Boulevard, called School of Ours, and Running on Empty, called Romans 120.
disregard. They say there can't be one true way through God's own Son. But if you choose this way,
thank you.
everyone does know. And the way does show. People seek some reason to believe. I don't know just how anyone can see. If they ain't got sight, that would seem alright. Determined who told me the truth. Looking into their writings, I see there's nothing new. Come along,
Romans 1:20.
Come along,
come and find.
Come along,
Romans 1:21.
Come and study the lines. What they do is really tempting. They make it look so fine. They love to sniff around, but they're dumb and they're blind. Come along.
You know I don't even know how to open their minds.
Come and find
Romans 1:21.
Come and study the lines.
Well, Jay, I know you've got the complete collection of 800-plus apologetics parodies on one convenient piece of digital delights. Jay, could you put your thumb on one of those new drives?
Very good. Always with the puns with this man. That's right, yes. You can get our thumb drives at our website, apologetics.com. Just remember, spell it like the name of the show, apologetics with an X, and you'll find all 82 of our CDs as downloads on that thumb drive. You'll also find any singles that are not on CD yet, and any EPs or rarities that aren't on CD, plus our digital songbook. But you can get them all at apologetics.com. Included among those will be some songs by this artist, sadly, spoofing this artist, David Clayton Thomas, recently passed away, lead singer for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He was actually their second lead singer, but the one who's most well-known. We spoofed two of their number two hits, two of their biggest hits, You've Made Me So Very Happy, as You Made Me, So There You Have Me, and Spinning Wheel, as Sinning Will. We haven't done their other number two hit, And When I Die, yet. I'd like to do it someday. But in the meantime, we're going to close this particular set with another group that sounded an awful lot like them and came out the next year, and that was The Ides of March. The song was Vehicle. It also went to number two, and we did it as Fearful.
Got scared of no support, but you said, child, there's just one Lord. I know you are the one, God in heaven's only son. You created me, so Christ, I'm about to lose my rights. So there you have me. I'm so
search for truth. But when it came, they never knew. Pride's been my whole life's pursuit.
But you came and you took control. You blessed my weary soul. You called and told me that up with you is where it's at. You made me so. There you have me. I'm so bad you came into my life. Then you saved me. Hey, yeah. I love you so much, it seems. The people think I'm extreme. I can hear Nate, I can hear them call me. I'll show them love for truth. I'll lead everyone to you that thinks I'm crazy. Thinks I'm
Satan's phony and the sinner feels pride. The sinner
babe. All right. You know when God loves you. keeps you.
I know that lots can happen now, but praise God in heaven, I know I'll come through.
Apologetics for the Next, we're here every week at this time, and if you'd like to hear this show or any we have featured over the past year or so, you can listen again. Just cruise on over to our flagship station, Angel 95 FM at Hotmail.com.
That's right, and on the flagship station right now with this next set, we've got babies on board, because the first this first song is about babies and trying to raise them up in the Lord. The second song will be about adolescence and trying to raise them up in the Lord. And the third one will be about trying to keep your kids on the path when they're in their teen years. The first song is a parody of Broken Wings by Mr. Mister. It's called Spoken Things. Then we have a parody of Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, called Train Them Up Before They Grow-Grow. And finally, a recent song, a parody of the 1982/83 novelty hit by Wall of Voodoo called Mexican Radio. And this is called Next to Kin, Ready to Go.
Babies don't understand. Why we can't just show up and teach them God's plan. With time, they'll see the path appear. Unless I make a wall through fear, they need to grow. Gone up and hoping God, and then that sin. Take these spoken things. Babies, bring to light. We can make them go wrong or train them right. Lord, it takes its toll. I need to grow. So take these smoking things and turn what I've said, turn it into seed. And when they hear the voice that speaks, they'll look on up and open. Their paths will be blessed if Lord, you take control. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these spoken things and turn what I've said, turn it into seed. When they hear the voice that speaks, they'll look up. And they'll not see.
about it. Move the youth group kids in my car, and as we go, my mind is where the proverbs are. Little bug kids who complain, write some brand new rap filled with speech profane. But some teens struggle cause so many train ride. It just gets tough, but when youths get past five, it's best to teach them when they're kids. I was reading that in Proverbs 22 verse 6. Train them up before they grow, grow, and teach them right and wrong and what to know, know. Train them up before they grow, grow. You don't want the kids, you have to be bad guys. Train them up and how to go, go. Cause my God's plan is not to grow a dodo.
Just a number, they'll live on whenever I slumber. I fear that with them I'm a nuisance. The Bible prodding is never useless. I'm here now talking on my knees, say,
when others ask just what does he pray.
I want my next to kin ready to go. I want my next to kin, whoa, ready to go.
3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Proverbs 22:6, start children off on the way they should go. And even when they're old, they will not turn from
it. A child you've been with through gestation is talking back to you, gets impatient. I understand, yes, they quibble.
Don't go fretting, it's gonna be bull.
I want my next of kin ready to go. I want my next of kin, whoa, ready to go. I want my next of kin ready to go. I want my next of kin, whoa, ready to go.
Malachi 2:15a, has not the one God made you? You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring.
I wish I wasn't being honest.
We've endured a few big dramas.
I get depression as well as hope.
I wanna make them
smart, not dopes. I feel a lot's been on my shoulders. But while they're in this house as my borders, I'm here now talking on my knees, say,
when others ask just what does he pray?
I want my next of kin ready to go. I want my next of kin, whoa, ready to go. I want my next of kin ready to go. I want my next of kin, whoa,
ready to go.
Ready to go.
Are you ready now? I wonder.
Well, now, before we wrap up another great Apologetics for the next show, would you please tell our friends, Jay, how they might keep in contact with the band on social media?
Sure thing, Jerry. All they want to do is always remember the name of the show, Apologetics with an X, because that'll tell you how to spell the name of the band, not with a C-S on the end, but with an X, APOLOGETIX.com. You can find us on Facebook under that name, well, just under Apologetics, APOLOGETIX. And you can go to our website, too, of course. But we're going to close today. Since it's the summer, we're going to do some songs from the 60s. Since Jerry, well, I was born in the 60s, and Jerry was already around a little bit in the 60s. And we'll start out with one from the Summer of Love, summer of 1967. It's the Beatles theme, All You Need Is Love, from the Summer of Love. Ours is called All You Need Is Done. Then we're going to move into a summer that was nothing about love. There's a lot of unrest and strife during the summer of 68. But this song went to number two, Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. Our parody's called Born Again Child. And finally, since we did the summer of 67 and the summer of 68, we're going to do Summer of 69 by Brian Adams. It's a parody, and it's called 969.
Underneath the sun, nothing new to say, but you can turn now and say the name of Jesus. Nothing you can pay that ain't been paid. No way to get saved except by grace. Nothing you can do, but you can turn now and believe in Christ. It's easy.
Oldest man in Bible times. Name was
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.